We have three goals today. They're very simple goals. Goal number one, we are here to tell the truth about the Affordable Care Act.
That's Stephen Smith, executive director of West Virginia Healthy Kids, Healthy Families Coalition, emceeing Saturday's event.
Goal number two, we are here today to make two requests for every member of the West Virginia congressional delegation. Will you promise not to vote for any bill that sacrifices a single working West Virginia family? Number two, will you promise to hold town halls face to face with us before voting on any bill?
The group rallied to ask their representatives, including Senators Shelley Moore Capito and Joe Manchin, to vote against congressional efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Renata Poor of West Virginians for Affordable Health Care was one of Saturday's speakers.
Every West Virginian will be affected by this, and their health care will be diminished or taken away.
She referred to the first draft of the repeal bill that was leaked late last week and expressed concern about the contents.
This bill would end the Medicaid expansion.
It's terrible!
175,000 people depending on the Medicaid expansion today in West Virginia would no longer have access to health care.
But it's not just about having care. Stephen Smith said the ACA is vital for fighting the opioid epidemic that has seeped into the fabric of West Virginia.
And the Affordable Care Act is the last best defense that we have against substance abuse in West Virginia.
Right now, there are 25,492 West Virginians who have received the Affordable Care Act and are receiving treatment for substance abuse issues, Smith continued, referring to a National Health Law Program report released earlier this week. He urged West Virginians to call the representatives, pointing to hand-lettered signs with phone numbers sprinkled around the crowd. Later speakers included several testimonials from patients who have benefited from the ACA. Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito and Representatives Evan Jenkins, David McKinley, and Alex Mooney have previously indicated that they want to repeal the law. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin has said he wants to fix the parts of the law that don't work instead of repealing it. There were no counter-protesters at the rally. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.